Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angelicia returning your phone call. Can I please have your zip code?
I have my zip code 02171.
Okay. Repeat the zip code for me, ma'am.
02171.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name, please?
Alisa Goodwin.
Thank you. And could you please verify the address for me as well?
66 Pratt, P as in Paul, R, A, T as in Tom, C as in Tom, Road, Apartment 3, Quincy, Massachusetts, 02171.
Thank you for that information. I do see on today you purchased the Keto Extend that helps reduce the appetite as well as increasing the metabolism. How can I help you today?
I read all like the little, first of all, hi Angel, I love your name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love angels. I believe in them. So I read all like the little print, you know, because sometimes you order this stuff and then it just starts coming to your house constantly. And I've had that experience, but nowhere in that small print did it say it was auto shipped. I don't want it. I want to try it for 30 days. If I want more, I'll order it, but I do not want an auto ship.
Okay. Well, I can extend it out for 30 days. And if you decide that you like it or whatever that you decide, you would just contact us again and let us know that decision. But I can extend it out until April the 6th.
March. Okay, so it is somewhere in there. I must have missed it. It gets auto shipped, correct?
Right, it does. It's a 14-day trial period on the product.
Well, this one's a. It said 30. This one's a 30-day pill bottle, right?
Yes, it's a 30-day supply with a 14-day trial period. But if you want me to.
Gotcha.
But I can extend it out for a whole 30 days for you if you want to try it first.
All right, so now, okay, here's the kicker. How much is a normal bottle?
Okay, and that was the Keto Extend. And it's $92.90.
Yeah, the one that was on Shark Tank, right? Is this the one that was on Shark Tank?
Yes, ma'am.
Where
the actual.
Wanted it?
You stated what now, ma'am?
Now, this one was on Shark Tank. The pill I ordered was the one on Shark Tank, right?
That's correct. It's $92.90, the actual price.
Holy mother of fucking... Oh, sorry. And that's for a 30-day supply?
Yes, ma'am.
Holy mother of God. All right. So, yeah, honey, listen, an angel. All right, be my angel for a minute here. Hang in. Hang in here. That was a whopper for me, okay? That was a little bit of a whopper. So you're going to extend it out until April 6th, right?
That's correct. I can extend it out and let you try the samples. And you can see if you like it first before you get billed or anything for it.
All right. So on April 6th, if I don't contact you or do anything, they're going to charge me $92.90 and ship me another 30-day supply, correct?
They'll charge you. Yes, ma'am.
And then if I decide it's not working after 2 months, I can call and cancel at any time, correct?
Right. You can discontinue whenever you feel like.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you guys are outsourced or not, but do you use it?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, I don't weigh enough to use the keto, but I do have friends that's on the keto diet, and they're loving it.
I don't know about keto. Because the thing, when those two girls went on Shark Tank, I saw it. They put something in water and drank it. This is a pill.
It's, right.
And I know it's owned by the two girls, and I'm sure Shark Tank, because all four judges won it. I'm sure they, you know, did it more money-friendly, I guess. But, like, is this the original, like, I don't need keto. Where is the original one that was on Shark Tank? I'll try the keto for 30 days, like I just ordered. I don't want to cancel my order. But come next month, if I have to contact you, what's the name of the original one that was on Shark Tank?
We have the pill. I don't know if they have the liquid. It's just
yeah, when
the
they
pill
first
kind,
did it,
but
it was
not.
Something they dropped in water, and it looked like, it almost looked like, you know what chai seeds look like? I can't stand them. But, like, the new chai seeds, they put, like, the bubble drinks and shit. I can't stand it. But, like,
right.
It was like little bubbles, and people were drinking it. And, like, what? And it was, like, gross. But they were drinking it on Shark Tank. So that's
I understand. Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, we just have the pills. We don't have the one that you drink.
Okay, so besides the one I'm getting, I don't want to cancel that order. I just want to make that clear. But before the next order is auto shipped, is there a different pill besides the keto? Like, does it have to be keto, or is there a normal?
We have different keto brands. We don't just have the keto Xen. So, I mean, if that one is not working for you, you just let us know. And, I mean, I can give you recommendation to, or any agent will be able to let you know about another brand if you want to use another one.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's those two girls' brand, though. And I want to make like, I don't know a lot about a keto diet. I don't follow diets. I've never had to, but during COVID, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get out as much as I could and walk. I don't drive, so I live in Massachusetts, so I walk a lot. So that's, like, my exercise. Like, I started getting, you know, COVID, you get bored, right? So, like, I started tracking my steps. I do, like, 10,000 steps a day, like, and even more on certain days. But when things got locked down, you know, I had nowhere to go, and I started gaining weight. And I don't know where it's coming from, but I don't eat. So, like, I don't want to follow a specific keto diet. Like, I don't know, you know, I'll try it, whatever. But
okay.
I was wondering if they had one that's not, like, labeled keto, or do I have to follow a keto diet taking this pill? I guess that's what I'm asking.
You don't.
Or can I just eat the normal way I do?
Yes, you can. I mean, that's up to you. You don't have to do a diet. I mean, some people
okay.
do. Some people don't. Yes,
right.
ma'am.
Like, I mean, I'm pretty healthy. I do have to admit that. Like, I don't eat, like, a lot of meat. I'm not, you know, I eat, like, a lot of seafood, cereal and stuff like that. Like, I don't eat that. So, I don't, it's just, it's not me walking. So, guess, oh, and also, here's the kicker. I'm turning 50 this year. So, what?
Woohoo!
No, not woohoo. We don't. But
that's a blessing.
No, about that. Yeah. No, I was just curious. That's okay. I mean, I'm excited to try them. I do have to give you that. And you guys were like your message thing, that little wait area you wait in to see how long you have to wait for. Like, I pushed a number to have you guys call me back. And let me tell you, you were wicked quick. Like, right on it. So, I just want to give you guys praise. That's all. You guys, it sounds like you guys are a pretty good company. Like, because you're great. And customer service means a lot. Because it makes you want to come back.
Right.
I've worked in customer service all my life. I've been a general manager of a restaurant on, like, in, I don't know where you live. I live in Massachusetts. There's a street
okay.
called Newberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Park Avenue, New York. That's what you're dealing with. And I was a general manager down there for many, many years. And
oh,
I don't
wow.
like people. I really don't. I don't like people. I rescue dogs, but let me tell you, I take ass at my job. Ah!
Right. So that's what it's
you
all
know
about.
It you know, I just want everyone happy. When they come in to eat at, you know, I don't own it, but it's like my restaurant because I live there. But like,
right.
when they come in to eat, I want everyone happy. And I will fire you if you destruct someone's life. Like,
right.
trust me, it doesn't happen. Well, you know, when people
yes.
don't, you know, in the restaurant industry, honey, it can be a little shady industry. We'll just say that.
I know it.
People are not always in
happy.
The right frame of mind. I'll give you chances. I'll send you home. I'll take care of your tables. I will bartend. I will do dishwashing. I cook. I do. There's not one position in that restaurant I can't do. And I won't. I will always do. It doesn't matter. I will cut my nose off to spite my face if someone is out of line. I'll kick a customer out for being rude to a server or a bartender or a hostess. I'll kick you right out. You're not starting off like that. That's not going to happen. Because the rest of your, you know, time here is going to be hell. And I'm not dealing with you. You need to leave.
All right.
I'm not dealing with you and your friggin' fracking fur coats, which I don't believe in anyway. So get out. Like, it's an uppity street. It's an uppity street, honey, here in Boston.
I bet.
Usually we get, it's like artists and stuff. It's a laid-back place. But it's all home-cooked Italian food. Many generations in East Boston. It's all her mom's recipes. Like, it's so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I don't work there anymore. I don't work there, unfortunately, anymore. It was my dream job, and I kept it for a long time. I was so happy when I got it. But I fell, and 3 years ago, before my birthday, bad things happened around my birthday, Angel. Oh, it's awful.
Oh, wow.
Awful.
Well, glad you're doing better.
Yeah, and I woke up three dormant diseases. So now my body's just, like, eating itself. It's bad. But anyways, I don't mean to tell you my life story.
That's
so,
okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened there.
That's okay.
But anyways, let's just get off that. But I'm happy and I'm excited. I'm going to try it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, I know I can call and stop it. That's the only question I had.
Yes, and I extended it out.
Later, we got it. I'm on it. So I just call and just say I don't need it anymore. It's not working. But I'll probably give it like 2 months anyways and see if it will work. But I'm telling you, I have never seen Shark Tank, all four of them, want one thing. And I've been dying to try this, like dying. So I'm going to
try it. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Try it out. I hope it works for you.
Where are you? You're from the South.
I am.
From Georgia? Alabama?
I'm from Alabama.
That's what I figured. All my mom's relatives were from Alithia Springs, Georgia.
Okay.
I can cook up my collard greens, and I can cook up a lot of things, Alan. I cook up all that stuff, all that good food. I loved it. I did it on New Year's.
Yes, ma'am.
I ate my black-eyed peas. I ate my collard greens. I ate my cornbread for gold. I ate all that stuff. Born and raised.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we do.
And
well, you
great.
Have a
so good... Our son... yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't know why. You're just easy for me to run off to. And I don't do that to people. I'm usually a very private person.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened here.
I get
sorry.
A lot of that,
so
though. Funny. That's okay. No problem.
At least I wasn't yelling at you, right?
Right. That's good.
All right. Hey, hi. Angel, have a great weekend, and you were fabulous. And thank you so much for, I don't know what this conversation was about, but now I know I can
talk.
I don't like it.
Yes, ma'am. You can.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she was sweet. Very sweet.